Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. Welcome to your Sunday Lovegram. This is such a beautiful piece of music. Oh, let me see if I can say who it's by. My friend Lila introduced me to this musician, Ludovico Einaudi. Ludovico Einaudi. Anyway, I'm sorry that I can't say your name, but you're a beautiful musician for sure. Hi. I could almost just sit with you and listen to this music. Maybe I will. I feel like I've been away a really long time. I can't even remember what we talked about last Sunday. I know I queued it up before I left on a meditation retreat last Saturday. And even though that was only a week ago, it's just so much has passed. If any of you have ever gone on any kind of retreat, I think, but particularly, I think meditation retreats tend to have this feeling where time slows down, right? Because at least on the ones that I go to, there's no phones, no computers, no books, no journaling. Really, you're there to be with yourself. And it's a privilege. It really is a privilege. And in fact, my practice, they call it a privileged environment, because it's a privilege to get to have that kind of time to reflect and to meditate. We did yoga. We practiced a lot, trying to step out of the stories that our minds tell us and come to the present moment. And one of the things that happened for me that actually may or may not have even had anything to do with being on retreat, I'm not sure, but I came home and the word faith has been on the top of my mind a lot. In fact, there's probably some people listening to this who have been the recipient of my personal voice notes asking, what does faith mean to you? Do you feel like you have faith? What do you have faith in? What do you believe? Questions like that have just been emerging from me for people that I love. In fact, as I'm saying this, let's see if I could possibly find this. I know I shared this poem with you, well, more than once in my life. It's been probably at least twice. But David White has a poem that just dropped into my mind. I'm seeing if I can. Oh, here it is. Faith. I happen to have his CD. Oh, it's just. Oh, wait, David. David, hold on. David. Whoa, he's so excited to tell you. I think I'm just going to play it for you because he has such a beautiful voice. And I know the last time I don't know if I played him reciting this or if I recited it to you. I feel like maybe that was just a few months ago. But here it is. It wants to be brought out again. And I'm going to have him read it. I'm going to have him play this from his CD. Close to Home is the name of the CD, in case you're interested. He's so beautiful as a poet. Okay, you ready?
I want to write about faith. About the way the moon rises over cold snow, night after night. Faithful, even in its fading from fullness. Faithful, even in its fading from fullness. Slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself. I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this, then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith. I want to write about faith. I want to write about faith. About the way the moon rises over cold snow, night after night, faithful, even in its fading from fullness. Slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself. I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith.
Okay, I'm going to stop it. He repeats it, I think, at least one more time, maybe twice, with the music a little bit different. But it's so beautiful, isn't it? And I love that just dropped in just now, because it's so, I don't have the words in front of me, but let this then, my small poem, be, let this then, my small poem, be something like my first opening to faith. And it's such a beautiful, it's a poem, of course, but also in a way a prayer, you know, asking for faith. And I think in a lot of ways, I've been, you know, in my inquiries to my friends, I think that's what I'm asking. Like, yeah, I'd like a new opening to faith. Where's yours? What is it for you? And it's been interesting, just the, let me think, maybe I've gotten 3 or 4 or 5 people who have responded, and the variety of ways that people experience the word faith. And I'm curious, I'm gonna pause because I'd love for you to think about, like, what does that mean to you? Does it have positive connotations? Does it have difficult connotations? Do you have faith? Did you used to have faith and then you grew up into something else? Did you not have faith as a child, but now you do? What is it for you? Because when I'm exploring this word faith, I'm not necessarily meaning it either in a religious connotation or a non-religious connotation. I think for me, it's a very general exploration of what is it? Yeah, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? This is kind of a funny lovegram. I'm hoping that you're participating in it with me, and that maybe if you've had some really strong ideas or thoughts drop in, that you'll click reply on the newsletter and let me know. I'm really curious about it. I think as you know, if those of you who have been following along for a while, I've been in a really different kind of place in my life. I've sometimes referred to it as the dark night of the soul, even, which in itself may or may not have, I just realized that, it may or may not have religious connotations. I am a practicing Buddhist, so I don't necessarily have a lot of my own connotations to some of these things beyond the secular. Dark night of the soul to me is a meaning to a time when there's a lot of really hard things happening that leave the human being in a place of some sort of transformation that that maybe is beyond. This is funny. What a funny thing. I could have looked up some definitions of things before I hopped on with you. But as you know, I like our love grams to be a conversation, almost as if I can picture you on the other side of the table talking to me. And this is sort of what I've been doing with my friends in a way, across the table from my own audio notes to them, of not really needing, which I think is part of the thing that I love about the love gram, is the not needing to know anything. I'm not coming to you as some expert on anything, right? I'm coming to you as a friend and as someone who loves to have conversations about things that matter and that you you are helping me to explore things that matter in life. And this week, faith has become one of them that I want to explore. Like, what does it mean? Especially perhaps if anyone like me has been going through perhaps a lot of loss or difficulty. It doesn't necessarily have to be loss as in death, but that's a piece of it. Or it could be loss. I've also lost my job recently, losing relationships that really matter to us, losing my cats. That, of course, is a death, two deaths that I've had. Losing a sense of being anchored in certain ways is its own loss. And I think that's maybe a part of where, for me, the question of faith has been coming in. Do I have faith that, for instance, last night I had, I was sitting literally across the table from a beautiful friend of mine, and she was saying, she said, I just have a belief that even in the darkest moments, that at any point something new will come into our lives, some miracle will happen, we'll meet somebody who will bring us something, you know. And it was really beautiful. It was a beautiful faith, right? Although I happen to know she was one of the people that I asked about faith, and I happen to know that this particular person wouldn't use the word faith, because faith to her has a religious connotation, and yet to me that was part of my definition of faith, is I have faith, you know, like she was saying. Rather, I might put that in the form of a question for myself. Do I have faith? Do I have faith that tomorrow something new will come in? Do you? You know, do you, when you're experiencing a hard time? Well, yeah, and I started to say this, it doesn't even have to be a loss. It could be maybe you're feeling really upset with somebody that you love, you know, and do you hold the faith that the two of you will heal what's between you? Do you have faith that you will come back together to feel connected again? Do you have faith that you'll be able to become the sort of person that you want to be in that relationship? And that might mean ending the relationship, right? It might be, do I have faith that I can let go of a relationship that isn't serving me? That could be a form of its own faith. So I can see that I'm almost already at 13 minutes. I guess me and David have, have taken up a good amount of our Love Graham time. Maybe I'll just play. Let's just end this with maybe one more set of him talking about faith. It's so beautiful. And I'm really curious for you, if you have something to share about this, let me know. I welcome what faith means to you. I forgot there was all this music before he starts reading the poem again, or reciting. I'm sure he's not reading it.
I want to write about faith, about the way the moon rises over cold snow night after night. Faithful even in its fading from fullness. Faithful even in its fading from fullness. Slowly becoming that last curving and impossible slither of light before the final darkness. But I have no faith myself. I do not give it the smallest entry. Let this then, my small poem, like a new moon, slender and barely open, be the first prayer that opens me to faith.
Let this, my small poem, like a new moon, be the first prayer that opens me to faith. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being across this virtual table for me. And also, as I love to say, I love that Ram Dass quote, we're all just walking each other home. These conversations that we're having, as we're all, like, I always picture us you know, holding hands, you know, walking each other home, whatever home means to each of us. It could be home in the big sense of walking home through this life, navigating this life. It could be literally home to ourselves, home for the evening, to a place we feel we belong. That word too. We'll have to explore that another time. I love you. Bye-bye.